Bandcamp. We were so proud of our fists of vodka, lying next to each other in Tom's trumpet case, like two long crystals harvested from the dark cave of high school's first 3 years. And while less fortunate kids fingered over and over through that one difficult passage, Tom and I floated around campus cracking jokes and chatting up the prettiest girls, the prettiest, most serious of whom was Amy, who came up to me after with her saxophone draped around her tan neck and decreed that we should all drink beers that night, me having used that ridiculous line when we met. And lo, she had already gotten some drooling 21-year-old from town to stack them behind a bush, and when, after a day of careening back roads in her friend's mom's car and belting with Tom, the Doors and whatever else came to mind, the other kids were jerking uncomfortably to that summer's teeny bop at the band camp dance, Amy and I strolled beneath those genuine college campus trees, making out whenever we felt like it. I see that I have descended again to loving those days, though. When I woke up in the middle of the night, remembering those two bottles nestled in the case, I was thinking what a waste I had made of band camp. That but for drinking and drugs later and all those tan necks, I might have been a real musician in a real ensemble wearing an honest-to-God bow tie gliding through important passages. One of those nights before I went back to the cave from which I was too proud to return letters, I snuck her into my room where, in the moonlight, on clinically white bed sheets, I revealed myself as a klutzy 16-year-old and she as a good Catholic. After doing nothing of lasting importance, exhausted, half-crazed, and half as someone woken up after a long sleep, and having no idea what a regretful, sober man I would be at 32, I said, "I love you," and she said, "Do you mean it?" And I, having not yet learned the scales, the passages of "I don't know," said yes.